Hi, welcome to First Steps of Wedding Planning. You're engaged, so now what? Claire, are you on the line? Okay, she'll be with us in a second. I am so blown over. By the way, that was such a dirty trick to my friend, an amazing friggin' designer, Jean-Paul Etiquier, because I just got a peek of what's to come of the 2016 collection, and it is, I have to shout out Bridal Style Blog. Guys, you are on steroids. Bridal is so amazing right now. It is gorgeous. It is perfect, and everybody's stepping up. Don't do more of the same, brides. I'm not going to get off on this too much because what we're talking about is very important. Do not do more of the same. I mean, I feel like it was a dirty trick because I'm so confused. I can't think about anything else but these gorgeous dresses that I cannot wait to see on the runway this year. So what we're talking about is first steps to wedding planning. And I am going to launch the chat room for anybody who wants to join in. I am here. Let's talk about it. So we didn't publicize the show too much because, you know, I'm a little off, but we are here for you. Claire is actually here for you because she's not playing. Claire is in holding, I think. She'll be here soon, probably in about 3 seconds. I don't know. We'll see. Whenever she shows, she'll just run in and speak up, I'm sure. So, guys, your wedding is a celebration, yes. A celebration of your love, yes. Your personal statement of how you want to be treated, no. An indication of how many people love you, no. It's your wedding. Sorry, I had to be the bearer of bad news. But listen, doesn't mean you can't have it your way. What we're talking about tonight is first stages. There are some things that people are doing are out of order and it's creating a mess. So I wanted to pull back a little and spend some time on this tonight. Because whether you're planning to walk down the aisle next month, 2 weeks, a year, hopefully it's at least 9 months from now, there are three things you really have to answer, okay? And it's, I'm going to give you some tips. So go and get that paper and pen because, you know, I like doing that. Or just hit rewind and make sure you share this podcast because, you know, guys, if you want to stay, we need to know you love us. So this is one. You got the cat meaning the ring, you're engaged. How much time do you have? Okay. Some couples, it used to be 18, 15 months. Now, sometimes it's 9 months, sometimes it's 6 months. If it's shotgun, it's 4 weeks. Just kidding. But, guys, you have to remember to, how much time do you have for your planning? That is the first question. Ask any ABC consultant, any other person. That is the first question. What time frame are you working with? Okay? Because wedding planning has two big sprints. The booking everything at the beginning, and the coordinating toward the end. Shout out to all my days, Jess Brides, you guys. I've enjoyed this year so far. You're driving me crazy, but I love it. Wedding planning is two big spurts or sprints. You have the booking of every single vendor, the venue, the guest list, all of that at the beginning, and it seems like a whirlwind. Then it goes quiet. And then it all revs up again, and that's when the most stress comes because you've gotten into this peaceful space. If you guys want more questions about how to handle that, too, give us a call right in, bridaldays@gmail.com. We're here for you. And if you have a long engagement, a lot of your benefits are going to happen immediately because if you have a long engagement, one, you save money, you're securing your venue for the price you want and lower because most of the time after, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, people raise their prices or service charges, stuff like that. Taxes go up. Well, not really fluctuate within a 24-month period, but things happen. So just remember that if you do have a long engagement, meaning 18 to 24 months, you're probably going to get your first pick of vendors if you start the ball rolling. And as you get the cat, guess we got to talk about budgeting. You can always go back to our podcast about budgeting and stuff like that. Let me see. Is Claire, are you there?
Yes, right. I'm here.
I was wondering where you were, girl. What's up?
Yes, I am here. You were talking about the cat. Once they get that cat.
Once you get the cat, it's very important to take into consideration how much time do you have. Do you have 9 months? Do you have 3 months? Do you have 18 months? Do you have 24? Because that's going to judge not only how you spend your money, but it's going to determine the outcome of your wedding. And it's very important in planning. So these are the first steps we want you guys to think about. And you know what I'm going to need everyone to stop doing? And I know I'm a big fan of the bridal salute. Love the bridal salute. Don't post your bridal salute before you tell your closest family that you're getting married. And I'm a big fan of the bridal salute.
Oh, absolutely. You love it.
But I'm going to need you guys not to post your ring before you let those important people know. Even though I love, so this happened today. I don't like that way to announce it.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, I don't either. I think the key people that need to know first are your parents.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to find out on social media. Even if they're not on social media, someone that knows them is probably on social media. So they're probably going to call and say, guess what? Your daughter posted her bridal salute today. And the parent is like, what? I didn't know anything about this. So that's a huge no-no. You never post that before you tell the key people in your life.
Exactly. By the way, speaking of bridal salutes, we have an amazing Fishani jewelry giveaway, and I think she's going to give people something. I don't know. I'm not going to say it now. But, hey, guys, why don't you go on to bridalstyleblog.com and make sure you join that contest. We're going to announce the winner sometime next week. I don't know. We'll see. We want to let you guys duke it out. By the way, see the next three giveaways. We're on steroids. It gets better every time. So don't feel that you missed anything. Even though to Johnny, to me personally, I want that for myself.
That is a nice one.
I love it. Know that the next one is probably going to make you guys go bananas, because even that was great, and the one after that is great, and the one after that is great. You know, I mean, it's like a battle on giveaways around here with sponsors, and we're very excited. We love all of them. And we have looked at all of them, touched all of them, and we are only bringing you guys the best, which is why we want you to stay tuned. Go to bridalstyleblog.com. We have a lot of things going on the blog that will be launched in the next 4 weeks. Tired from that. But we're here for you, and, you know, hey, we're going for gold, so stay with us. So I will say back, we talked about the long engagement. If you have a long engagement, you're going to secure your vendors. You're going to secure all the contractors you kind of really want. Only see three guys. Some of you I see are coming in here with 5, 6 vendors. You're confused. It's like when you're shopping for a house and you think the bathroom is in the house, the White House, but no, the bathroom is in the tan house. You've just been shopping too much. Three. Three only. Choose three. Three is enough. Okay? Shop three. Vendors, make your decision. If you hate all three, then throw all your worksheets out, buy yourself a new book, and go back. That's my advice to you. Now, if you have a short engagement, then your two planning sprints are into one. Remember, I said the first planning sprint was the booking at the very beginning, and the second sprint is coordinating at the end. If you're getting married within, let's say, 4 or 3 months, good luck to you. Hire a wedding planner. And secondly, it's all in one. So you're doing the booking and you're doing the planning all at the same time. Don't be stressed. Just hire a wedding planner, guys. And listen, this is what you're going to do. Dress, entertainment, food, decor. That's exactly what I want you to do. If you are planning your wedding 20 weeks or less, the order is dress, entertainment, food, and decor. Well, why, Day? Claire, why do you think it's only that?
Well, with a dress, you definitely want to allow enough time to purchase it and get fitted, alterations. And what if you have to have it ordered? You know, you want to allow that 4 to 6 month period just in case that is, you know, if, you know, unless you buy it off the rack or have it custom made. That's why the dress is definitely number one in order. Next, what was the next thing you said after the dress?
Entertainment, food, and decor.
Oh, yes. Entertainment. You want to book that as soon as possible, especially if it's your favorite band or DJ, because they're going to get
you're not
picked
getting
up.
A favorite band in 20 weeks before unless you're playing a lot of coin. Just letting you guys know.
Yeah, that's something for them to
this
keep in
mind.
This
is for a short wedding, and this is what us wedding planners deal with most. More than anything, I would say. I mean, I know Sweetest Thing Events, you guys, I mean, you know me, I'm the oh shit wedding planner. So if there's something different, you know what I mean? Like I usually, I mean, I get some 2 years, I get some 18 months, I get my 9 months now. But in the beginning, it was oh shit. And it was 4 months, 6 months out. So I really believe that it's stress. Because the dress might be stuck in cargo on a cargo ship in China. Because if it's 4 months before, there's an issue with budget, I believe. So 4 months out, we need dress, right?
Yes.
Entertainment, because your guests are going to only like how well they dance and have fun and enjoy themselves. Food, nobody wants anything nasty. Decor is the last one because it's important and it's your leftover money. Now, that's if you're having a wedding under 20 weeks only. That shifts, right, Claire? If it's if it's more time, it shifts. If it's 6 months, 9 months, you know, and further, it shifts. But you know, you guys with the whole personalized baskets in the bathroom, and that's all great and it's all necessary. But the monogram hand towels, if you're getting married 20 weeks or less, and you're on a budget and you're counting coin, that can wait. Just say
definitely. Yeah,
because a lot of people are working backwards and they're not getting what they want or what they need. And the worst thing in the world is to have your guests uncomfortable because no matter if you're getting exactly the wedding that you look like or wanted it to look like in your pictures, if your guests are miserable at that wedding, the energy you're going to feel. So you want to make sure your guests are having fun and that you take great pictures. Now, I will say, you know, there are short engagement and long engagement options, but you probably have to sit down and talk to your fiancé about the exact date that you want. I mean, like, Claire, can you take them through how to decide on doing that, narrowing down their choice?
Okay. Now, the last thing that you said.
So far as how do we pick dates? Like, what's the best way? If I'm getting married within 20 weeks, and we'll discuss it. We'll just keep it as an open discussion. Like, how do people pick the exact date? A lot of people I deal with don't want to be hot, but then they still pick August. So it's pretty hot.
Very, very hot. Well, in that case, I always say, with picking the date, I always say, before you choose this date or have your mind set on this exact date, see if the venue is available first, if you have your heart set on a particular venue. So you have to do that in order, because if you say, I'm going to get married on this particular date, and then that venue that you had your heart set on is not available, then you don't have that date unless you want to change venues. So
exactly.
That's what I say first. Yes.
Exactly. So if you're getting married, you know, 2 years from now, 18 months from now, even a year, then you can shop around. If you're getting married 4 to 3 months from now, you kind of got to convince yourself and you got to be creative and I think a little bit more yielding on your date.
especially.
That's my thoughts about it.
Yeah.
So the second thing I will say after you decide how much time do you have, meaning are you getting married a year out or are you getting married under 4 months, once you know that, it's going to give you buying power. So once you know that, I want you to go to how elaborate you want your occasion to be. And this is where we're going to think about entertainment and food, meaning courses, and decor. So I'm not talking about your dress, that's your business. What I'm talking about at this stage is how elaborate do you want the occasion to be? So do you want a Preston Bailey or do you want a casual wedding, which I think there are no casual weddings, but do you want, what look are you going for? Just write all your ideal wedding ideas, like, you know, not from Pinterest, going to that little girl we talk about, that little girl who put the pillowcases on her head and married her Ken doll. Like, think about that little girl, go back to that, and we need you to tap into that and the woman you are now and write down everything you've imagined on this day. Okay? Now, if your list is 100, girl, no, just make peace. Release, 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 release. We know we can't do that. But
what do you suggest they do? Then, if it's like 100 ideas.
Well, my thing is, we know, I mean, like, going to the grocery store without money, you don't get everything you want.
Absolutely.
Okay. You ever found all these really fancy luxury recipes and you go to Whole Foods and you look everywhere and then you can't find it and you go to a gourmet, you know, location and you find out the caviar is $300 that they were talking about? Well, if you don't have the money to do it, I don't suggest you find it. I think you need to rein in your expectations. I'm not saying lower them. I'm saying bring them in. I would never tell any person on earth to lower their expectations. Always raise them. But you got to rein them in for your pocket. It's very important, guys. A lot of you aren't doing that. A lot of you are picking one item with tunnel vision and thinking this one item will just create the most amazing wedding ever. A wedding has many moving parts. Moving parts. All deserve time and consideration and coin. So we're just begging you guys to get that right. I'm sure Claire is really begging you to get that right, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. because it's just so many layers to a wedding. That's why I always say layers. So you definitely have to go into the wedding planning, understanding and knowing that, and having real expectations. But being realistic with what you can do with the budget that you have. Because you don't want to upset your fiancé either, saying, ooh, I really want to have this. We're going to have to put an extra couple thousand so I can have what I saw. Or, see, that's where that Pinterest, stay away.
Well, no, I like Pinterest and a secret board with your wedding planner. I like Pinterest.
I do like
that. Yeah, I like Pinterest, not with all your bridesmaids, with the one who can pick out a whole outfit for you. You don't change one thing. That's the only person who should be on your secret board. I think that's important to say also. Go on Pinterest, get some ideas, especially if you're a DIY, and create a secret board. And the only people you share this board with are people who can pick out your lipstick color and an entire outfit without you changing it.
Yes.
Because if it's your cousin who's your fifth bridesmaid who you would not wear or even use her toothpaste, she shouldn't have input on the style of your wedding. Just my thoughts. So, no, I know the wedding is crowning glory, but we're going to go back to reining in our expectations. and deciding how elaborate do we want to be. And there we go back to that budget. I don't say do the budget first, but I do think that with first steps, you have to continuously go back to realistic budget. You're always going to fudge your budget for a little more, but I need you guys to know where you're growing to, and you're going to grow. So know that whatever budget you decide on, you're going to go north of it, not south of it, okay? So, you know, you jot it down your list. You're making peace with the fact that you can't have 100 things you want. And I don't want you guys going out to start buying little things without buying a big one. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to have a talk with your partner. You don't go say, oh, I want to dance to this song, and you don't have a venue. You don't say, oh, we got to leave, you know, and have sparklers on the exit, and you don't have a venue, because a venue might not allow that. There are things you have to, there are steps to it to make it smoother for you. So even though tonight's podcast is a little boring, it's definitely here for you guys to get it right, get it tight on the first try. Now,
yeah.
Here's something else that you guys don't like. I don't want you to spend your entire engagement process arguing. It bores me when you're sitting in front of me arguing about who's not doing what and your expectations. Those are your expectations, not the world. Everybody's love, everybody's household, everybody's child is different. Your love does not look like your fiance's. Your mother's love for you does not look like your fiance's mother's love for him or her. So I need you guys to separate that, go within, and then, again, have that real conversation about who's paying for what. I know it's not popular, but it is one of the first integral steps. Now, once you find out who's paying for what, I need you guys to develop a real guest list. Before you step foot in a bridal salon, in a florist, venue. How about this? Before you post a cat on Instagram, I would like you to do a guest list.
Whoa. Well, that's a heavy assignment for some.
That's a real assignment to save drama. Because if I have 500 people, right, and I post my cat on the guest list, I mean, on IG, and then I do my guest list, and I'm only having, what, 50, 60 people at my wedding? I got a problem. Because as soon as I post my ring on IG, people are looking for my save the date, responding, loving me up. And those people who take the time to love you up through the process expect to see.
Now, what if they're not on the
guest list? I know it's controversial. I'll say it again. Do not post your wedding ring, your engagement ring, on social media until you write your guest list out. I'll say it again. I'm not afraid. You guys write me. Call in right now. 347-843-4193. Call me right now. I'm not afraid. I mean it. Do not post your engagement ring until you write a guest list, because you have to manage expectations about your wedding and who's coming and who's not. Your families, your friends, your coworkers, you gotta manage it.
So
my counterpart is silent because she doesn't agree with this, so I'm gonna let her take it over.
Well, what the only thing I'm afraid of is, you know, because the bride is just in, like, bliss because she just got proposed to, and she may not be thinking clearly when she makes out her guest list just yet.
All right, well, I want to shout out all Bridal Style brides, because if you're following Bridal Style blog, then you are thinking clearly. And you just saved yourself a bunch of embarrassment. I mean, really, think about it. You post your ring, and then you only have 60 people at your wedding. But you have over 100 likes and people commenting. And they're all cousins. and people who show up and people who went to your graduations. And it's very, it gets very hectic. Then you have to invite them on your C list after everybody's already received the invite, which we're going to get into paper versus plastic, guys, to come. Right now we're doing first steps. But I just want to say that to say, you really got to write that guest list out because you may decide not to post your ring or to give your mother and your dad and your sister and your cousin, let them know who's coming so they can manage it.
Oh, I got you.
It's just small. We're not having a big thing.
Okay.
Oh, we might have something in the backyard. Oh, they might go to the Justice of the Peace. It's very important, guys. Do not get bullied into giving a ballroom wedding if you don't want to and you can't afford it. And do not jerk people and make them wait for a safety date that's never going to come. Just saying.
Well, what about when the bride's mom is like, wants to change things around or wants to add to that guest list?
Now, this is a conversation you need to have early also. What does your mother and father expect for their table? And what are they contributing? Those are big factors. You can't give your mother five tables with 50 people and she's not contributing unless she's, you know what I mean, unless you just have money, then whatever, rock on, do everything, the more the merrier. But if your mother's not contributing, then that's a real conversation you and your fiancé have to have. You know, but if your mother's contributing, then she gets her table. She doesn't get to pick out your flowers, your colors, your dress, but she gets her table. It's the right thing to do.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Everybody can get what they want during wedding planning. The issue is just having the real conversations, and there is a guide to it. There's a guide to it. There's a formula. It's not a mystery. It's not just throwing things against the wall, hoping it's like, there is a guide to it.
Okay, so.
Well, we have about 90 seconds, and Clara's stunned from tonight's show. So, I don't know what's going on with my bestie over there. She is totally stunned. But, guys, guess what? I want you to rewind this, listen to it again, and send it to your friends. And if you don't like what we said, send us an email at bridaldays@gmail.com or go to www.bridalstyleblog.com and leave a message. We're eager to hear from you. We're eager to share and start the conversation. But, hey, I'm just telling you guys what works. That's how I feel, but I seem to be a little bit crazy. So, Claire, how do you want to end it?
Well, I just want to say that I'm just glad everyone is tuned in. I'm excited about the giveaway, and I look forward to those emails and hearing what the, you know, what the brides have to say. I'm excited.
And actually, we'll probably post some things tonight, so you guys can take shots on us on social media. Right, Claire? Let's do that. Let's post some of these controversial ideas of mine.
Okay.
And let them, because you know what? It's going to help you guys. Trust me. I mean, Claire and I talk about this all the time. Most of my clients do not like me at some point of the process, but you always send me your baby pictures in the end.
Yes, so right, they do.
We got to get into it. Yeah, and we're here to get into it. So let's get into it. We're not one of the prettiest blogs, but we are definitely the realest. So www.bridalstyleblog.com, and we will see you guys next Wedding Wednesday. Shout out to the last legs of ladies and gentlemen getting engaged this Saturday. We are so excited. Engagement season comes to a close. So we are revving up, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday. I believe that's February 18th. And, hey, go hard on that giveaway because we're ready to call it, all right? Love you all madly. Warmth and comfort to everybody, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
All right, bye.